Today's talk is Are You Living Fully Charged? Boost Your Energy and Motivation. It seems like January is a good month and it's a good time to start looking at how to increase our energy, how to increase our motivation. And it also is challenging. How do we live fully charged, particularly in today's situation where we, for us in London, we are pretty much housebound. So how do you live fully charged and not feel contained or suppressed in any way? So the other side of it is, how do we live without running on empty? There is the other side of it where, as Enrique was saying, there's so much more to be done. Things that we haven't had to deal with, we are dealing with. There's new learning curves. So we don't want to hit empty, but we also don't want to run on empty or on low energy. So how do we change our energy levels? And does finding motivation feel hard? And if it does, can we make it easy for ourselves? So today, Enrique will be sharing on how to charge yourself and boost your energy and motivation, as well as manage your energy levels and maintain motivation. Enrique is joining us from Madrid in Spain. He is an executive coach, an organizational development trainer, and a leadership consultant in Spain and Latin America. And so Enrique will be speaking for the first half an hour, 40 minutes. He'll do a short meditation, and then I will be putting your questions to Enrique on your behalf. Enrique, thank you. It's
Thank you
yours.
so much. Thank you so much for the invitation. And for me, to give a talk, especially in this way, you know, it's an opportunity always. I took it as an opportunity for me to reflect on the topic and check my life. So this is already a way to motivate myself, to use every opportunity that I have to revise myself, to check myself and see how am I according to this topic, to this theme. And I was thinking about being fully charged, what means for me, because I'm sure that for every one of you, or if I ask you, you will have a similar or different definition of what you understand for that. But for me, fully charged, I can compare it with a mobile, for example. When you have a mobile fully charged, this is what we want, no? All the time we are looking for connection to connect the mobile to have it fully charged. You have access to all the programs and all the capacity that this mobile has. If you have a wonderful mobile, the last model, no? The last last mobile of whatever brand you use, but it's not charged, you cannot do anything with it. But if it's fully charged, you can use everything at a full potential. So I was thinking the same with us. When we are fully charged, doesn't mean that you have a lot of energy in the sense external. No, is that you have full capacity and all your capacity, internal capacity especially, is available. And you are more creative. You are more happy, you have more peace, you are more tolerant, you are more humble. You are more humble because you can tolerate things and you can, your ego is less because you have a lot of energy, internal energy, to manage your emotions, your ego, and you feel more satisfied. So for me, fully charged means this capacity, internal capacity, available for whatever is needed in the moment in your life. But let's go a little bit back. And how do you know this? And my experience working with many managers, executives, directors, and also dealing with many people at a spiritual level, also many conversations and many people that comes into contact with me and we share experiences or whatever. I see that the main problem of people for being connected with themselves is that they don't stop, they don't pause to observe and to realize what is happening in their lives. So many people, they live their lives in automatic pilot, no? Every day doing the same things, thinking in the same way. They wake up and they start to think in the same way. They go to work or whatever they do, and they react in the same way. They complain in the same things. Then they behave in the same manner. And finally, they do more of the same. So if you don't stop and break this pattern of repeating the same, you end doing the same thing all your life and complaining all your life. And then there is no satisfaction. There is not motivation. There is not energy. And this is why so many people that I met, they have good jobs, they have good earnings, they have even good families, but they feel bored in life because especially they need external changes to feel alive, to feel motivated. Because internally, it's the same story all the time. But you cannot make all the time external changes. You cannot change all the time your house or going to a different place or going to eat outside all the time, all the time. No, you can do it especially moments, but not all the time. So then the feeling is of frustration. And this frustration grows in life. And then one becomes tired and becomes bored. And what has happened in the pandemic is like if people has taken the support of these external things, they have suffered a lot during the pandemic because they had to be at home, they had to do the same things. So not only the same things inside, but also the same things outside without not much change. So for some people it has been very difficult to pass this time because they couldn't get satisfaction from external changes. So this is the thing, the first step is to pause. And this is what very few people are doing. And the pandemic has given us the opportunity to pause. And I've seen and I've met many people that have literally changed their lives because life has given them the opportunity to pause, to reflect. And they have had this motivation to look for something, not to be depressed or frustrated as other people, but they have proactively looked for something and they have found meditation or other things. And these things, they have helped them to change their life, literally. So when we pause and we take the opportunity to be in silence with ourselves, then we start to be aware. And I think this is the key word, awareness. Because when you are aware of something, then you know what is happening. And when you know what is happening, then you can do something different. But if you are not aware, you cannot change anything. So to boost your energy, you need to pause and observe what is the level of your energy. It's like you have your mobile. And as me, I suppose you also, we are checking all the time the battery. Is something that we are checking all the time. Oh, 40%. Okay, I can do something. Oh, 20%. And even the mobile says to you, 5%, almost finished. So they start looking for a place to plug your mobile and recharge your mobile. So you are checking all the time the level of the battery of the mobile. This is very natural. But are we checking our level of our battery of energy? Different moments during the day? No. And sometimes people are 5% of their batteries and still are going on and doing things and thinking and working and pushing themselves. And then many problems happen, many illnesses also. So this is so important. It's so simple, but so important to stop, to pause, to check your level of battery, like the mobile, and to learn from yourself what is the level of energy and what is the impact of this energy when I'm fully charged? So one has to perceive, as I said before, to sense in himself or herself his energy. I can feel it in myself. I can feel when my energy is in the right position, in the right way. I can feel because I feel happy. It's not a happiness, emotional happiness. It's very, very serene feeling. But I feel very creative. I feel that I can do anything. There is no excuses. There are no limitations. So I feel that there is an energy that is moving my life. Not always like this, of course. And then other times, I feel heavy. And little things, I say, oof, I don't want to do this now. Oh, now I have to prepare this proposal. Oh, and I distract myself. And I go to take a tea, or I go to eat something, or I go for a walk, or I look for something to distract myself a little bit. So I feel that when less energy in myself, maybe you can relate with that, less energy, more distractions. More energy, more focus, more alertness, more effectiveness. I'm able to do so many things very accurate when I see that there is energy inside myself. And this energy is not physical energy. Of course, you feel physically well, but it's an internal energy. It's like the mobile. It's not the external things. It's the energy that enters in the battery. So this is so important because people sometimes try to create physical energy, going to the gym, doing more exercise, and it's good. But if you don't work the inner energy, even if you go to the gym or do your exercise, if inside yourself there is not a healthy mind, an energetic mind, and a clear intellect, you will not feel that you are charged. You will feel that you are tired, even though you do exercise. So for me, this is to feel fully charged. And the way that, well, and there is another question that is important also, not only how can you boost your energy, but I thought it was also very important to understand what drains your energy. Because you can have a beautiful big bucket and you put water in it to fill it, but you have a hole in one side. And you are putting water, and all the time the water goes out because of this hole or this, well, something broken, no? So if you don't repair that or you change that, you can create energy all the time. You can put water, all the time. And this leakage, no, I think it's in English, leakage. You lose your energy through this this hole. So where you lose your energy? For me, it's so clear because I practice meditation for many years. No? For me, the mind is the key resource that we have, most powerful resource. And in the mind, we can use the mind to create energy, to create experiences, to create our life, in fact. And the mind creates these stories and these thoughts that drains our energy. So then many things, external things happen. But for me, the seed is the mind and the thoughts. When I work in companies and many people have this question, what is your passion? No? Because this is a very popular question in the corporate world. And I always say my passion is to understand myself better, but especially to understand how it works my mind. And I'm also very passionate about neuroscience and all this, how science is coming very close to spirituality, because they are demonstrating things that before was only spiritual, and now science is proving that these things are real, that our thoughts has an impact on us, and what is the impact of these thoughts in our lives, in our emotions, in our brain. So I'm passionate about this. And I've observed myself when I have clean thoughts, when I have positive thoughts, when I have thoughts of possibilities, thoughts of hope, thoughts of contribution and thoughts of seeing myself with qualities, with self-respect, these recharge my energy at a very high level. But when I'm concerned about something, when I complain about something, when I'm confused, or when I'm blaming, but blaming has gone out from my life for many years. I've worked deep on that topic, and I said, I don't want to blame anyone, not blame myself, because I've observed for experience how much energy drains the attitude of blaming. So it's not in my behavior already, but I know that creates a lot of loss of energy. I remember one sentence, a quote, I don't know from who because I forget the names, but it says something like that. I have lived my life with so many worries, and most of these worries never happen. I spend my life worrying so much about so many things, and most of these worries of these things never happen. So this is the thing, how much energy we use in our minds that drains our energy. It's incredible. And also many people spend their lives planning their lives. What I will do, I will do this, I will do that, instead of living what life brings you at every moment. And I think this is the key, to train your mind not to have expectations, not to have worries, not to blame, not to complain, not to be confused, and be more present, more in silence, more open, more intuitive, to accept what life is bringing to you at every moment, and then live a life of magic, of curiosity, of surprise, and not a life that is controlled by you, planned by you. And you think that it's like this because you cannot control life, in fact. And then feel frustrated because things are not happening as you would like. So for me, motivation is also connected with that. The capacity to be able to calm my mind, to silence my mind, and to be able to enjoy things that life brings to me. And when my mind is happy, and I'm able to give meaning, to enjoy things that life brings to me, I feel that my mind is refreshed. I think that I'm recharged. And I feel also my body is much better. And you can be asking yourself, well, when things are fine, are okay, then it's true. I can feel motivated and life brings good things. But what happens when life brings you bad things? The things that we say, bad things. I've trained myself also through meditation and understanding, through spiritual knowledge also, of course, and studying and reflecting and having conversations. So it's not something from one day to another. But I've observed in myself that now when problems or bad, what we call bad things, things that are not comfortable, things that are not as you expect, in fact, they motivate me also, because I've observed that these situations, or sometimes people who don't behave in the way that you think or that you like, they activate in you capacities, skills, attitudes that if you are not in this situation, you will not be able to develop. So before, I was reacting as normal people. Something wrong, I was reacting in the wrong way. But then through personal work, bad things come, bad people come, and I activate some kind of perception, different perception. I say, okay, opportunity to learn. Opportunity to develop some skills, behaviors, values, attitudes that in normal situation, I'm not able to develop. Sometimes this training is not comfortable. You are not in your comfort zone. It's not easy. Sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable, or even you can feel not pain. I don't know in English what would be the word, but a little bit more than uncomfortable, no? But if you if you understand this and you see that this is stretching yourself, and this is the key word, stretching yourself, then you will be motivated because you understand that after this situation, you will feel more strong. This happens with exercise. You need to stretch a little bit more. If you do an exercise that you don't feel that you are stretching yourself, you are not doing exercise. The muscles, that is not getting strength. So in our lives also, situations come not to make us frustrated, not to make us going down, but in fact, they come to make us strong, to make us more mature, and to make us more expert. I can see how so many things have happened in my life. I can write a big book in my family. I was married, I was divorced, I had a daughter, she has two children, I am a grandfather, I've been working in so many places, I've been living in Barcelona, then in the north of Spain, then in the south of Spain, now in the middle of Spain. So many stories have happened, and good and bad, of course. And now I can see how much experience I have and how much I've learned. And I can behave in different ways in different situations. And still there is much more to learn, of course, much more. Because the more you learn and you open yourself to learning and to life, the more things you see that you need to still develop. But it helps me a lot to give lectures, to help people. In coaching, many people appreciate very much when you are able to express a story similar to the story of them that you have overcome. And they say, oh, you were able to do this, and you were able to change your perception, and you were able to have, wow, then it's possible. So I see life, it's like a library of experiences. So in fact, for me, motivation is to be open to life, whatever brings life, to learn from it and see it as a training, or seeing also sometimes as a game. So this is what I was saying before, the training of your mind, how you perceive things, it's so important. Because finally, life is not what is happening outside, is what you do with what happens outside. Or even what happened inside you is what you do with what is happening inside you. And if you learn the art of changing your thoughts and your perception, and you do something positive, something that helps you to learn, you will enjoy much more life. So for me, motivation is not doing what you like to do, because this is very, very common. People say, find your passion, find your bliss, find your purpose, and do that. But the reality is that not so many people find this, and not so many people are able to and have the resources to do that, because of many reasons. But one thing, yes, we can do, and it's to love and to enjoy and to learn from whatever is our current situation. And I put you another example, personal example. I start to work in a company. This is more than maybe 30 years ago. And I didn't like to work in companies, because I was more free person and I was doing small jobs. But at one point I decided I have to have a more serious job, a more stable job, I would say. No? So I started to work in a company, and the work was not very motivational. It was assistant of the boss, and I was doing administrative things. I was going to the banks. I was doing accounts. So many things that you can do in a business field, no? So it was no motivation, and I'm a person very creative, and I need some kind of movement of different things, no? So after 1 month, I was thinking, what I'm doing here? How can I change this? And the boss was very boss, was really very, very tough, no? Tough, you say, very strong. He was very direct. He was controlling you. So it was not easy. So it was not comfortable also, the situation. So after 1 month, I was feeling not good with myself and not good with the place. and very uncomfortable. And I was saying, oof, if I have to work here for a long time, I have to change something. So then, because I was already doing meditation and working with myself, so I had a pause. I reflect on the situation. I go inside, I went inside myself, and I said, well, how can I change this situation? How can I perceive it in a different way? And take the motivation and the energy, not from what I'm doing, because there is no motivation at all, but from another perception of the situation. So then an idea came to my mind. I say, wow, I have a boss that is all the time controlling me, pushing me, and trying to make me feel bad. Wow, this is a wonderful teacher to for me to learn patience, tolerance, adapt myself. So I say, oh, good teacher. But then I start to think about the other persons around me, and I say, wow, I'm in a high-level school of relationships where they have given me the best teachers to train me to develop a lot of qualities, especially qualities that I don't usually train myself, like patience, tolerance, humility, because I was not in these situations before. So I changed my thoughts and I said, I go to a school to learn different skills, values, and new behaviors that I have to develop. And at the end of the month, instead of paying this wonderful and high-level school, they will pay me. So I did this change, and then I enjoyed. And I saw my boss when he was trying to do something wrong to me, he was trying to correct me. And I was even laughing inside myself and saying, wow, this is really an interesting situation. Let's see how I can deal with it. So you know the impact of that. After a few months, I created a very good relationship with my boss. I created a very good relationship with the people around me. My boss started to change, started to ask me what I was doing, that I was not reacting, that I was not behaving in a bad way. He started to be interested in meditation. He started to be interested in vegetarian food because he asked me also, what kind of food do you eat? So after 1 year and a half, he changed so much. Not only him, his wife changed also in his house. His son changes also. So it was an impact, like a ripple impact. But the seed of that was the change of perception of a normal job, very normal job, even I would say boring job, and also conflictive personalities, and make a change inside myself, in my mind, of course, thanks to meditation and pausing myself and doing the work inside myself, and then see the situations in a completely different way. And this had an impact in me because I was enjoying my job, not because I was doing, but because it was so interesting, the new situations. I was focusing in different things, not in the work only, but in relationships. And also the impact it has, and the impact it had after that work in other jobs that I found, because I've developed so many qualities that helped me for finding other things. No? So this is just an example of what I would say. This is my way of understanding motivation. You would hear many other different things, but I feel that real motivation is to deal with the circumstances and situations that you have in your life as they are. And of course, if you have the opportunity to also to do things that you like, also you can do it. But attention, because if these expectations or these things are not fulfilled, then you will feel frustrated. So for me, it's better to be present, to be open, and to be open to life. And whatever life brings, to perceive it in the best way possible, to bring benefit from this situation, to learn from this situation, and also to contribute in this situation in the best way that I can. So for this, for me, has been so useful meditation, to train myself every day, to find time to pause, to be in silence, to quiet my mind, to silence my mind, to connect with myself, to understand myself, to connect with my, I would say, with my inner being. And when I've received the spiritual knowledge in Brahmakumaris, especially the knowledge that told me that my identity was not this physical image, but was something more deeper, we call it the soul. So this was completely new understanding of myself and helped me a lot to go inside and see myself as a soul, as a conscious being, as a being with much more possibilities than I thought, not limited by the image, by the character, by the image. But also I start to see others in the same way and to see others as potential conscious beings with much more than they think that they have or they are able to do. And this changed my relationship with many people. So meditation has helped me to boost my energy. And I meditate every day in the morning, early in the morning. And this gives me a lot of energy for the rest of the day. This is my moment of charging, of connecting, plugging my mobile, internal mobile. And then another important thing, and this is a topic for another lecture, but just to mention, when I've learned to go inside myself, to connect with myself, to see myself in a different way, and to be in silence, then I realized and I felt the experience that there is a higher consciousness. There is something more or someone else that you can connect. And this energy brings you much more energy and aliveness in your life and alertness in your life. And a beautiful energy of peace and love also, beautiful experiences of love. And when you have peace and love inside yourself, then you are able to share this with other people. Because we cannot share whatever we don't have inside ourselves. So for me, meditation has been the key in my life. It's the only thing, and I always say this with proud to myself, to give myself respect, no? It's the only thing I've been constant in my life from more than now, maybe 35 years. I start so many things. I was very, very active person, and I always enjoy doing things and start things, art, music, exercise, reading this, going there, learning that. But I always, they have arrived on point that I've stop doing, or I was bored, or I never have time. But with meditation, I do it every day, every single day. The only thing that some days I meditate more and some days I meditate less, but I always meditate every day. Why? Because I've seen so many benefits and I've seen how much this silent experience recharge myself. And also, how can I become motivated inside myself, reflecting? Because for me, meditation is not only to be in still, quiet, silent, present. It's also an attitude of reflection, internal reflection about my life, my behavior, what do I need to change. And I've enjoyed so much to change so many situations and perceive them in a different way that has given me motivation to continue to improve my life. And this connection with this higher consciousness has brought me so much love, peace, and happiness that I want to share this with others. So in meditation, there are some practices also that are so important. And I like it very much is when it's called, we call it full stop. And the idea is to stop different moments during the day. And this helps you to reorganize your mind, to see if you are getting frustrated or getting upset or getting losing energy, and reorganizing to put yourself again in the right place and to generate again energy. So for me, it's not to be recharged in one moment and then to lose the energy, but is to recharge yourself and then recharge again in different moments during the day. And it's so interesting how if you stop just sometimes for 1 minute, even 30 seconds, but you are fully present, completely in silence, calming your mind, and just maybe you put one thought in your mind, I'm peace. I'm at peace with myself, just peace. And you are there for 30 seconds. You can feel how the energy, you recharge your energy, you boost your energy. And then you are again creative. You're again happy. You are again with energy, with clarity. For me, this is to boost your energy, to have clarity, to take decisions, to do your work. So this helps me a lot. And another exercise that I will suggest you is, I call it to experience and visualize different forms in your mind. So, and I do this visualization with corporate people. So you visualize yourself connecting with your personal power in whatever way you can feel it or visualize it. And you connect with your personal power and you see yourself acting through your personal power. How you will be, who are you when you are connected with your inner power? How do you behave with other people? How are you creative? How other people see you when you are in your power? And then if you visualize, you can feel that you are already experiencing this, but you can change this form and experience your form, for example, of enthusiasm. Who are you when you are full of enthusiasm? Who are you when you are full of this energy of satisfaction inside? And how you behave with other people when you are like this? How you work with this energy? But then you can use another form and see your form of compassion. Who are you when you are a compassionate being? And connect with your relationships, with your family, with your friends, with the people in your job. Who are you when you are compassionate? How will you behave? And you can do this exercise in your mind, and it's like embodiment, and you embody this quality, and you see yourself acting, behaving, receiving the impact of others, and interacting. And it's not only an exercise. The more you do, the more you become that. So every day I try to work on one of these qualities and visualize myself. Feel this quality inside myself and enjoy the energy that this gives me. And finally, another practice would be to see yourself, as I said before, as a conscious being. You are a conscious being, so you can think, you can create, you can decide, you can create your thoughts, you can create your experiences. You are not a victim of the circumstances of life. No. You are the creator of your life. You're the protagonist of your life. You're the leader of your life. So when you work inside in silence, who am I? I am a conscious being. I'm the creator of my thoughts. I'm the creator of my story. This also gives you a lot of energy. This gives you a boost of energy. And this is the internal motivation. And then no matter what's happening outside, you bring your motivation from inside, from your own work, from your own energy, and enjoying what is happening inside. And then you perceive situations in a different way. So I would like to share now a little bit of experience of meditation with all of you, a few minutes, and then we will have questions. So just sit in a comfortable posture, but straight and stable. The body also gives a message to your brain according to the posture and gives you a mental position. So it's very connected, brain, body, and the consciousness. So find this position. Breathe deeply. And go inside yourself and observe, how do you feel right now? like an observer. You don't need to do anything. Just observe yourself. Just pause. Stop. And observe. Observe your breathing. Observe your feelings. And observe your thoughts. The mind will create thoughts. Don't worry. Just now observe them. Don't give life or attention to your thoughts. Just observe them. And now become the creator of your thoughts. Put one thought in your mind. I'm at peace with myself. Just feel this thought. I'm at peace with myself. My world in this moment, now, is at peace. My world is at peace. Allow this thought to be sustained in your mind. My world is at peace. I am at peace with myself. And now just one word. Sustain one word in your mind. Peace. Peace. No other thoughts. Only one thought, peace. And just be there for one moment of silence, all together. And now you can breathe deeply again and come back. Thank you.
Thank you, Enrique. A couple of questions have already come in, so I'm going to start with those and let's see how people send questions in. But the very first one is, very interesting what you've explained. I have just been told I'm being made redundant. What's the first thing you would think of in a positive way after hearing this news? I feel differently already after what you've explained, but I'm interested in your opinion.
Can you explain to me the word reductant, what means exactly?
They're being let go from their job. They're losing their...
Lose their job. They have been fired.
Also, yes.
Okay. This is happening nowadays, very often, many places. I can say my experience. Yesterday, I had a meeting with my team of coaches, and I said to them that this year, I will work almost nothing because I want to focus on myself. And I don't have money in the bank. I don't have an inheritance from my parents. I live almost day by day. No? But I felt that this year is so important to go more inside myself and work inside myself because times are very, very, many things will happen. So some people lose their job. Other people like me decide not to work so much. So sometimes when we lose the job, it's an opportunity to rethink our lives, see the possibilities that we have, and observe life as a opportunity that maybe is giving us to do something completely different. My father, when I was 19, 18, he was fired from his job. He was 50 years old, something like that. And at that time, my mother was not working. We were a very normal family in Spain. And my father came to my house and he said, I've been fired. And it was so strange because he was 30 years working on this company. So strange. But he was really very upset with his work. He was drinking a lot. He was very fat, only eating, and all the time shouting in very bad mood. After being fired, I helped him also to find a new something to do. So he was giving classes of English because he was knowing how to English. He was helping him people here and there. So he was earning very little money, but his character started to change, his behavior started to change, his health started to change. And more than 10 years later, I talked again with him and I say, how was possible that you were fired if you had a fixed job? And at that time it was very difficult. And he said to me, in fact, they offered me the possibility to be fired. And I signed the paper because I was fed up of the work. I couldn't work more there. And I saw the opportunity, even though it was really a tough decision. And I couldn't say to you that I was signing this. And I said that I was fired. So, but he lived much more years because of this situation than if he had continued to work. So sometimes at the beginning, we think that this is a very difficult situation and it's a bad situation sometimes. But if you are able to take it as an opportunity, you will see in a long term that this has helped you to move in different directions. And if you are open and you are positive, you will see that there are always opportunities, always. Sometimes we have to live with less money. Well, what is the problem? This is what I will do this year. I will make my life much more simple. I will spend very little money. Well, it's not a problem. I can adjust myself, but I will focus myself on something that I feel that now is more important. And it's my personal energy to be able to contribute more to the world and help many people that they need help because they don't have this energy. So I would suggest, if you are able to do it, take it as an opportunity. Take time to be in solitude, to reflect, to write, to see what other possibilities can you do, what new things can you do, and have conversations with people. Because in the conversations, there are other things that are emerging, and you will see that things can be done, and possibilities are there also. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's a new outlook. It's very interesting. The next question is, early in your talk, you talked about having a practice that enabled you to stop blaming others. What was your practice? How did you develop that skill?
Well, it was not it's a good question because many people want to be rid of this attitude of blaming. It was not a practice, one specific practice. It was a process of observing myself, of seeing the impact of the attitude of blaming others. And of course, of working on myself and reading things and understanding, because this doesn't come just from the air. It comes from studying, reading, meditating, and realizing the more important thing I realize is, if I want to be free, because freedom is for me one of the key values in my life from the beginning, from my childhood, but I understood freedom in a very different way when I was much more mature. And then I realized that if I really want to be free in my life, I have to free my stories from the past. So I cannot blame anyone from anything, and I have to take full responsibility of all the things that has happened in my life. Full responsibility. When I take this full responsibility, I can do something with this and I can be free. So I realized that blaming was an attitude that was slaving me, making me like a slave in the situation, because I was slave to this person or to this circumstance. So I saw again my value of freedom, and I say, what do you want, Enrique? To blame and to be attached and to be slave, or to be free? I want to be free. Okay, if you want to be free, let go. Yes, but you want to be free? Yes, so let go. Yes, okay, let go. And I let go. And I can tell you that I had many situations in my life that I could have blamed other people, and friends and people around me would say to me, you are right, because these people had done something very wrong to you and very bad to you. So I had the situation that I could have been blaming them, but I decided to let go, to forgive, and especially to forget. And I can say that now I have forgotten my past. I can remember all the situations, of course, if I remind them, but they are not affecting me. There is no, and this I'm very proud of myself, of this work. My past is completely there. I don't go to my past, any little situation, nothing, because I want to be free. And I use my past only to share experiences and to continue to learn and to remember what happened in this situation, but not to blame someone, something, or to blame myself. I don't want this attitude. It's not useful for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You mentioned that you did a lot of pausing and silence and changing the way you think. How do you tolerate a situation where someone appears to be making your life so difficult, as it's happening to me?
It's a good question also, and not so easy to answer, because every situation is different and your situation must be very particular for you, no? But I would say, as a general thing, first, you have to also to first thing is always to pause for me to pause, to reflect, and to see, well, what's happening in my life? What is happening in this relationship? Why I'm feeling sorry or I'm feeling pain with this relationship, this situation? So first to understand yourself a little bit. And then if you realize that you don't need to suffer, you don't need to be there, okay, one possibility, the first one is to say, okay, I go from the situation and I change my situation, if it's possible. So the first thing is to have the possibility to change the situation. If it's not possible, because sometimes it's not possible, or at least at the beginning, then, as I said before, in what I have done, change the perception. You need to change the perception of what this person is doing and completely see this person in a different way. Not easy, but it's a very good training to move yourself to a higher level. But for that, you need meditation. For that, you need spiritual knowledge or understanding of how to change this perception. And sometimes for that, you need also the help of someone that you can have conversations, that you can check with the other person, how it's going, how I see, what is happening. This is why I like coaching, and I believe in the conversation with other people. And I have many conversations with good friends, with my brother. And he is one of my best coaches, because I check with him many situations and I'm reacting, and I check, oh, what is your opinion? How do you see this? And so he helped me also to perceive things in a different way. So don't think that you have to do all your work by yourself. Take help from other people in a sense of conversations, not as an advice, but just open conversation, feedback, check in, and bringing other people and other perceptions in your life, meeting other people who has lived maybe similar situations. This is something I like very much, to talk to people who have passed through similar situations and see how have they deal with that. And from all these things, you will see that you will find for yourself, for your specific situation, some solutions, some things to do differently. But you have to move. You have to open yourself. You have to do something. Don't stay there thinking that this will change. Make something to make it happen, the change. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next question, what steps can we take to have more energy on everyday basis? Are there any tips on how to be more aware?
Yes, of course. And I would say, first thing, create a morning routine. I have created for myself a morning routine that sometimes takes 4 hours, sometimes 3 hours, depending on the day. But I wake up very early. I sit for meditation for 45 minutes or sometimes more, 1 hour. Then I read something inspirational, something spiritual, something, because my mind then is very soft. I don't work. I don't connect with computer. I don't connect with mobile. I read something, paper. And I stimulate my intellect, my mind with spiritual things, soft things, deep things. Then I write my reflections, my personal things for any reason, just for writing. It's like a journal, very open journal, as I feel, not what I have to do, no, how I feel. What is my experience? Then I do a little bit of exercise, simple exercise, stretching. I have now, I changed, but now I have this, I don't know in English, what is the name? It's like elastic band, no? So because my back sometimes is not good, so much time seated, I stretch with this elastic band, my back behind, I move, I do a little bit of Tai Chi, and 2 hours have been spent already. Then I take a tea, I do my tea with peace, and then we have meditation in the morning with a small group. I join this meditation, and then at 8:30, I start to take breakfast, or 8:30, and then I start the day. So when I start the day, I would say normal day, working and doing normal things, I've already done all my personal boost of energy. So I'm prepared for the day. And then during the day, I make little pause every now and then when I can, when I find a moment, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And then in the evening, I try to meditate also, maybe half an hour. If I can, 1 hour, sometimes 15 minutes. And then before going to sleep, also I relax myself. This is not meditation, relaxation. I revise the day. Sometimes I write, sometimes I cannot write because I'm a little bit tired, but I revise my day. What I've learned, what has happened, very lightly, what I have to do differently. And then I try to go to sleep clean, with my mind clean. I try to give all my worries and things that has happened to this higher consciousness, to the light, whatever you want to call it. And then I sleep like a little baby.
Sounds lovely. There are quite a few more questions. So the next question is, I'm often told I am really inspiring, but sometimes I struggle with accepting the compliment. I'm scared that the compliment will feed my ego. How do I accept the gift better and use it?
Sometimes, this is my experience, sometimes the ego is the one who doesn't want to accept. No, because I said to myself once, be more natural, be more easy, and don't fight so much with your ego. So then I realized that life is much more easy. And when they say, Enrique, I like your lecture, I say, okay, thank you. And just like that. And I forget. Before I was saying, okay, well, yes, you know, but okay, no, I'm not this, not that. So it was more complicated. In fact, just accept it. And at the same time, be detached. Because in fact, we are learning all the time. So when we have an attitude of student, of learning, of being open, well, we receive compliments and we accept it in a sense of saying thanks because you give thanks to the other person. And at the same time, the key for me is not to bring it to myself and think about this, just to say thanks and give it to life again.
Thank you. Changing your own perspective on events in life and being positive does help. What doesn't seem to help are comments from people I meet or conversations that make you feel bad. For example, having had a really good job, but now being unemployed for 10 plus years and unable to work. People say you will never be able to work again, or where will you get money from to live on, etc. So how do you deal with that?
Deep question, situation. All these situations are very personal and they need a little bit of more of conversation. No? And for me, they don't have the right answer or the short answer because there are complex situations. The only thing I would say is, and I say to my clients when I work and to the people where I met and they have similar situations or difficult situations, I always say, because I believe in that, I always say there is one possibility. There is at least one more possibility. And people say, what is this possibility? And I say, I don't know. You have to find it. But there is a possibility. Life always brings us possibilities, but we have to be open to see them. And also life brings people who will criticize us or will create these ideas. And we have to think, with which kind of people do I want to be surrounded? So maybe you have to find other people that would say to you, there are opportunities, there are things to do. They will give you ideas. So this is also something that you have to think and reflect. What is the company that I sustain in my life? And maybe I need to change and find other people. But there is always something to find, and especially in our society, there are many possibilities, many possibilities. So I believe in that, and I've seen in my life, even in difficult situations, something always has happened. With my father, with my so many situations. Even my daughter, she left the job and she started to do a little business and good things then happen, even though it seems like it was very difficult and many problems will arise and then something shift. And depends on and how do you believe in yourself? How do you believe in life? And also how do you believe in this higher consciousness? Maybe you need to connect and bring this energy in your life and see how this beautiful energy also helps you to find something different or to perceive things in a different way or to find other people that can help you more.
Thank you. The next question, I get very task orientated and dismiss other people's or even my own needs at that time. Then when I feel exhausted and I put my head down on my pillow, the tasks continue to go around my head, as well as the people I dismissed or I hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
How can I slow down when in action, so when active, and make my mind think one task at a time? What can I focus on? And there's a lot more to this question, so I'll put that much and then I'll ask the rest of it.
Okay. Well, first thing I would say, take the course of meditation and find a good teacher that help you to understand your mind, to understand how it, to slow it down. You need training. There is not such a fast solution for that. We need to train our mind. We need to pause the mind. We need to practice. We need to understand how it works. And it takes time because I've been and still I am very task oriented also. And this is why I put myself very strict discipline to stop in the mornings and do nothing, just meditating, reading, reflecting, because I know that then during the day, my mind will run much more faster than in the morning. But I know that this training of these few hours in the morning will give me the strength to deal with all the actions during the day. So there is like a whole system that you have to create for that. It's not just a little technique. The mind is very tricky. The mind is very powerful. And the mind, when goes very fast, you need to train it, work on it, be patient with it. It's not something that you can change very fast. So I will suggest training, course, sharing with a good teacher, and a lot of patience. And then again, journaling about why I'm so drained by action. What I'm taking from these actions? From where comes my satisfaction? Why I'm not able to stop and enjoy a moment of silence and quietness and stillness without doing anything? And you will see that there is a very deep pattern behind a belief that say, I have to produce in my time. I have to use my time to produce something, to do something, to achieve something. This is a training that we have received. And now we have to untrain, uneducate ourselves and change this belief and say, I also want to have moments of doing nothing. Because I know that these moments of doing nothing, they are recharging my energy. They are giving me more creativity to really do the things that I need to do, not all the things, not getting lost in actions, but doing the actions that I really need to do to be more happy, to be more satisfied, to be more connected with my purpose and the things that are important in my life. So this combination of things do you need to do. It's not just a technique to slow down your mind. It needs work, training, as anything in life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How do you take failure, how to stop yourself taking failures personally, and stop developing self-doubt? How do you develop the kind of motivation that Einstein or Edison had, getting motivated even by failure?
Well, there is again a deep training to be done to change beliefs. We have been trained that failure is a bad thing. Failure, you have to feel bad, because our parents or teachers or whatever, with the best intention, they have said, don't fail, because if not, you will be punished, or you will do this, or you will not get that, and you have to take best notes, and then you will be rewarded. So this is our society. But then we see in life that this is not very helpful. Only a few, they pass with good marks, and many fail in the sense of not getting these good marks. But this is not really a failure. This is a situations in life. So we need to change the perception of failure and understand it as a training. I see myself in this spiritual journey. I've failed so many times. Why? Because even though I practice meditation, sometimes I have reacted, I get angry, I've behaved in a way that was not the right way, and I felt bad, yes, for a moment, and then next moment, learning. Always for me, this is a key word. What have you learned, Enrique, from that? What can you do differently next time? And do you want to be free? Yes. So now let go of the past. Learn the lesson, let go, move forward. So this is the idea. Move forward. Don't get stuck in the idea of failure. Failure means that you have done something in a not accurate way. Okay, learn from it and move forward. I always remember when I was young, I mean young, I was 17, I think, and I present myself to a job, was a fire brigade job, no, fireman, fire, putting water, no, in the fires. And it was the test to get the job was very strong physically. We had to run very fast. We have to go with a cord, no, going up. And we had to, well, different things. And we were many people. And I was running very fast. But you know what happened? When we were all very, very close together and waiting for the boom, for the signal to run 60 meters. And only the ones who reach the first ones, they will get the job. So the run started and people pushed me and I fall down. But I didn't take for me even 5 seconds to wake up, to move again, and I arrived the second one. So it was not even a second of wasting my time saying, oh, they have pushed me, I run very fast. No complaint, no thoughts. It was very natural at that time. So I learned from that situation and I said, I have to do this in life also. You can fall down, but don't waste 1 second more of this situation and run fast, move forward, and continue to do what you have to do. And you will see that, yes, you have lost a moment, but not much, not more. So when you think you are a failure, what is happening, then people will say to me this and that. You are failing more. You are extending your failure. So remember, it's a situation. Maybe you were not accurate. You did something that was not good. Okay, learn and move forward. Don't stop. Move forward. This is my slogan. Don't stop. Move forward.
Thank you. Do you meditate before or at or after sunrise? And will you please comment on the space around you when you meditate?
I meditate in the morning very early. I wake up at 4 in the morning and I meditate in silence. I sit in a small room, silence, no music, no comments, just being with myself and trying to be as much as I can in silence, and then slowly, slowly to connect with this higher consciousness, to God, with the light, and just bring this energy into my life, the energy of love, the energy of peace, the energy of compassion. This is my first meditation. And then in the evening, the sunset, 7:30, depends on my job and my activity. Then I meditate same place if I can. If not, I try to find any place. Doesn't matter the place. The important thing is to meditate for me. And again, try to be in silence, but in the evenings, I usually to put a little bit of music because I'm more tired. It's a different kind of meditation. It's more a cleaning meditation, cleansing meditation. So I put a little bit of music and I relax myself and allow myself to finish the day, to clean my mind, to put things into place and silence my mind again, to prepare myself to go to sleep. And then after this meditation, I try to do something very I can read. So usually I go for a walk and then just revise the day and slowly, slowly going to sleep. I try, not always, but I try to not see more computer, mobile. And I say I try because sometimes message arrives or something, I have to at least to be aware of it and maybe to reply next day. But as much as I can, I don't see the email and don't see the mobile and do other activities that slow down my mind and prepare myself to go to sleep. So this is very simple. This is my environment. I don't put incense because it makes me cough. I like to put it in other places so that it smells nice, but it's very simple. A small place, quiet place, be in silence with myself. And of course, I do my work inside according to the course and the spiritual knowledge that I've learned in the Brahma Kumaris. So I have content and I have practice and I have techniques, no? And these you can learn through the course because there are many, many things that cannot be explained in just one lecture.
Thank you. Okay, this is going back to your talk. How did you influence your boss and your team to start with meditation?
I always have the intention. It's like energy behind my mind, no? It's like I always have the intention that if I have an opportunity, I will introduce meditation wherever I am. So this is my intention, is there. It's like something always aware, no? Awareness of this. Why? Because has been so useful for me. It's so practical for me. Has given me so many benefits that I want to give others also this gift of meditation. I know that many people are not open to meditation, so I'm very, very careful and very tactful. And I don't talk too much. I try to be more the example of the result of meditation so that it arrives one moment that they ask me, Enrique, I see you very calm. What do you do? Now is the opportunity. And even sometimes I don't say that I meditate. I say, well, I like peace and quietness. And the second time I make them a little bit more interested. Enrique, tell me a little bit more of what are you doing? Do you want to know? Yes, 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 I want to know. So then I introduce. But also, if I have the opportunity, in my coaching sessions, my coaching processes, I sometimes say to them, do you want to do an exercise of centering your mind? Do you want to do an exercise that will help you to be present? I don't use meditation, the word, in this context. And many people say, of course. So let's do a very simple exercise of centering your mind and being present. Because people know that now, especially nowadays, that this is very common, the importance of being present, of living the present, of being now and here. So this is now very general knowledge. So I use these terms, and when they give me the opportunity, I do something, a little exercise. So I would say be very tactful, be very respectful with people that they don't have interest, but at the same time have the intention that any opportunity that they give to you, take it and use it for this. In this case, with my boss, was a relationship, everyday relationship, because I had to be with him many moments during the day. So every day at that time, I had to bring him many papers to sign, because at that time, there were many checks. There were different things than now. Now we do it all, everything online. That time was the beginning of the computers. So was a lot of paper. So every day I brought a lot of papers. He had to sign many things. So I was sitting in front of him. He was signing the papers. And I was thinking, what I'm doing here for 5, 3, 6 minutes in front of my boss. So I said, oh, let's meditate. So I was meditating and looking at him and saying, you are a very special soul. You are a peaceful soul. You're a wonderful soul. So every day, 5 minutes, I was expressing in my mind these thoughts. And then one moment arrived that he said, he'd start to talk to me about these things. So you can influence also with your mind if you believe in that. And you will see that if you create these thoughts, you create this energy, people will start to be interested in doing these things. And they will ask you. And then you will have the opportunity to do something.
Thank you. Next question. How did you incorporate full stop meditation throughout the day? Did you schedule times throughout the day?
In theory, I scheduled times during the day. But in practice, I have to be honest, sometimes it's very difficult because I'm in the middle of a phone call, I'm in the middle of a session, or I forget. So what I do is when I remind myself, I stop. And sometimes it's after 1 hour, sometimes after 2 hours. And if I have not stopped for 3 hours, for example, I forget, then I sit in another place, not in my desk, and I sit for 10 minutes then. I do it a little bit longer. Or I go to my meditation room and I sit there and I meditate for 15 minutes. But also I have fixed moments. For example, now at 1:30, I try to have lunch. It's not Spanish time, but it's more English time, but I try to follow that. I try to have lunch normally at 12:30, 1, so that at 1:30 I finish and I do 15 minutes meditation. And then I get a little bit time of rest or of free time, and then I prepare myself for the evening time. But this is a fixed time, 1:30. I am able to be there and to practice these 15 minutes. And the rest of the time, sometimes I adjust, but I put attention to stop several times. Maybe it can be 1 minute sometimes, but I put attention to stop 1 minute. Sometimes can be even in the middle of a meeting. And when people are talking, I withdraw myself. I look at them. I'm there present, but at the same time, I'm inside myself just for a moment. I'm a peaceful being. I'm a conscious being. I'm at peace with myself. I'm there. And I disconnect a little bit and I connect again. So it's there also. If my intention is to stop several moments during the day. This is my intention. And then it happens during the day. If you are able to follow a schedule, okay, perfect, do it. I don't know if you have heard, but my computer has said in Spanish, son las ocho, it's 8 hour. So I've programmed my computer to tell me every hour, it's 7 hours, it's 8 hours, it's 9 hours, so that I am aware that 1 hour has passed, so that I'm aware that I need to stop a little bit, or I will stop again next hour. But through the computer, you can also organize yourself and take the help of the technology.
Thank you. Can you recommend any good meditation events and useful links?
Well, Arti, I think you can recommend in English better than me. No, you know, and you have many web pages, because I know in Spanish, but in English, I'm not so, I don't have now the links and the webs. But they are very good in Brahma Kumaris UK, London. They are beautiful web pages with a very, very clear explanations. I don't remember now the name of the page, but I remember in Oxford I saw one, Learning to Meditate, I think it's called. But it's very nice and very good made and with a lot of commentaries. I would say in Spanish, we have the Spanish Brahma Kumaris web page. You have hundreds of lectures and hundreds of meditations. and the channel of YouTube in Spain. We are doing every day an online meditation since the lockdown. So now maybe there are 300, 400 or 500 meditations. So it's so, people are so happy with these channels, but they are in Spanish. So I suppose that must have been in English, must be also.
There are a number on Facebook and YouTube. So yes, if you'd like that, drop us an email and we'll send you the links to them. That's not difficult at all. There was one and I've missed it somewhere, but they were basic. Oh yeah, what do you read in the morning?
In the morning, I read these readings from the founder of the Brahma Kumaris. I read classes of spiritual teachers. I only read spiritual things, inspirational readings. And I don't read very much. I'm not a reader. I only read to stimulate a little bit. And I read small pieces. I prefer to read a little bit and then to write and to reflect. So it's a mixture of reading, reflecting, and writing. And I try to always to read these spiritual ideas that make me understand life, myself, God, others, the world in a different way. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to make this the last question because otherwise we're going to be well over and we'll be able to keep the recording. And that's the 9 o'clock.
You see, 21 horas.
So the last question, Enrique. I feel very anxious about reaching 70 next month. I feel my opportunities are now extremely limited as I work as an actress.
70 means years, 17.
70 years old, correct.
Well, you know, I'm 62. And when I was 60, I gave a lecture. And I said, you can perceive life in the way that you want. So for many people, after 60, I've heard this, some colleagues of mine, oh, I have 60, now my life is going down. No, already is the last part of my life. But I've heard that Chinese people say that they can live till 120 years. So everyone can decide which ideas make yours, no? So I decided to take the ideas of the Chinese people and not from my colleagues. And when I was 60, I said, I'm in the middle of my life. So I have already 60 more years in front of me to create, to do, to learn, to enjoy. And people were laughing, saying, how do you know this? I don't know, but I can create in my life whatever I want. And then I will live with this energy. So I invite you not to think that 70, oh, it's difficult. You can do wonderful things. If you create this energy inside yourself and you open again to this world, there are always possibilities. Maybe not to do exactly the same that you are doing, but there are always possibilities to do something different, something similar, to find some new idea, to find some new project, to find some new thing with all the experience that you must have. I can imagine with 70, you must have a lot of wisdom, maturity, experience. So think about how to share this, how to do something with this, maybe different, but be open and create this youth energy inside yourself. There's a lot of life still to be lived. Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you. It's a lovely note to finish on. Thank you all for joining us. Enrique, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much and good night.